This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, just heard that line about the Butter Queen, and it just jumped out at me. Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, and I thought immediately of my wife's muffins. No, get your mind out of the gutter. Get in the kitchen. The muffins that we made out of my carrots.
Welcome to Muffin Talk with Robert Scott Bell.
That's right. The carrot muffins, they're awesome. I just had the last one today. And, of course, my son ate the vast majority of them. He left me one. He said, "Dad, that's yours." Thanks, son. I get one. And somebody had asked on the, you know, when I posted the picture of the carrots and the muffins, for the recipe. My wife gave me the recipe, so it's up there. The only thing you might not be able to get in that recipe is RSB's special organic carrots from his garden. If you lived close to me, I'd invite you over. We could pick some carrots together, and you can try to use them. But there are a lot of people far afield from me, and it's going to be hard. And no, I'm not going to pick them and clean them and ship them to you, okay? Grow your own. If you were here, I'd definitely donate them for you. Because I still got a lot of carrots going, and I've got more strawberries coming. I thought the strawberry season was over, but the flowers went back out after the last cool front and rain storm front came through. So looks like strawberry season isn't over yet. I was thinking, what do I plant next? So there we go. Gardening update is happening here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I didn't even play John Denver. How's that, Super Don? Did I fail on that front?
No. We've played John Denver already this week. That's enough John Denver for 1 week.
But it's never enough butter. I'm going to say that. You never can use
butter.
Butter. Good organic pasture butter. Now, if you were, let's say, confronted with the concern that a lot of people are, rightfully so, that one day in this lifetime, if you don't get taken out by a bus, you may suffer from dementia or Alzheimer's or some other neurological degradation disease. And then you were told, you know what? If you change your diet and lifestyle, you can prevent that from happening. And then you hear specific information about what that means. It means filtering your water, right? Stopping the chemical influx through the water. You can't filter your food, but you can certainly choose food that has been grown in soil that is not contaminated or loaded with toxic synthetic neurotoxic chemicals. That means organic or something along those lines. And you would be encouraged to do extra things, extra good things for your liver and your kidneys because you know, you learned in high school that those are your organs of elimination or detoxification and you want to give them good loving, right? And they will, you know, pay you back by removing those offending elements from the environment that you can't escape. There are things that we're all breathing. You know, we do our level best. And I would say, if I'm making an argument, I don't know, maybe it's just a belief that I have, Super Don, is that I believe we are asked to do everything within our power to care for these bodies that I believe are gifts. Gifts of creation, gifts of life, these bodies that we're in. I have a body, you have a body. And they may or may not include muffins. We'll leave that for another discussion. But that which we don't have control over, we don't have genuine control over, of course, what do? Do we stew about it? Do we scream about it? Do we cry about it? Do we worry about it? Or is that detrimental to this very body that we're trying to protect for those of us that become aware of the power that we have over our future, over the future of our body's health? When you're confronted with the reality that you have that power, do you shirk the responsibility? You run and hide? Do you scream? Do you run to your doctor and say, please give me another opioid or SSRI drug? I can't take it. I don't want the power. Right? And in that case, you continue to live in ignorance that you're no longer ignorant, but you'll live in some form of denial, perhaps, cognitive dissonance that is covered up by some drug therapy, whether it be prescribed by a psychiatrist or a street corner drug dealer. I don't want to know about it, Robert. And, of course, those are the folks that are probably not listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. But if you care and are concerned about your own body, that you live in much less the body of your children, your grandchildren, how about your grandpa and grandma, your mom and dad, if they're still around? What do you do at that point? Now, here's the case of those things that you don't have control over, like certain environmental factors I can't control for, what they're spraying up in the air, right? What's spewing out of some kind of coal-burning plant. Clean coal, they say, whatever. But I don't have control over that. But what I have control over is those other things, including I have no control over my family members, including my mom. I love you, Mom. But you get to decide what you do. You get to go out and dance, which is awesome, and I encourage you to do that. Occasionally, you get to decide to go out to a place that you eat, and you're like, that didn't do me so right. Or worse, those that won't even pay attention to ever do what you know is better for them, that would be their bodies. But the choices they're making are their own. And there's a point where we have to not only let go or surrender those things that we have no control over, including our loved ones or friends that we would like to care for and help, but those things that we can't control for in terms of inflow into our own body. That's what I'm saying. There's a balance there. And, you know, I think, Super Don, the alcoholics have that surrender. Is it the serenity prayer? And that's not part of the 10-step mm-hmm. program or anything. Is it, you know, God
yeah,
grant
it is.
Me?
Actually, it is.
Yeah. Okay, so it is. And there is great wisdom there, you know. Can you say it for us? You know what offhand?
Oh, geez.
I know. God grant me the wisdom to know. Right?
It's been a long time, but let's say, it's God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change,
mm-hmm.
The courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know, the difference.
Right. I think it's not a lot I can say about that except brilliant if we can learn to live that way. Now, the idea of surrender is interesting because in a war-making scenario, surrender means you give up. I've lost, right? But in a spiritual sense, surrender meaning turning it over to a higher power, a higher authority. And I don't mean government. I mean God, whatever you perceive to be that. It's a very empowering, not disempowering, but it's a recognition that, you know what, I'm not going to spin my wheels, waste the energy, the precious energy they have, doing things that I have no control over, that I can't change. And I'm going to genuinely, and this is the wisdom that comes with living, the wisdom that comes with learning, the wisdom that comes with, my gosh, I need to get off of the drugs, I need to get on real food. And so, you know, this is what's stimulating my thought while I still have it, right? I don't think I have Alzheimer's at this point. I'm not planning on having it based on the things that I've changed in my life. I have no control over certain things, but everything that I do have control for, I try to exercise that control. And they say there's a 15% rise in the last couple of years among the people of Indiana. This is just one small example. 15% in the last 2 years of Alzheimer's disease diagnoses. And I've said this is the year where I'm lecturing more and more directly on neurological degradation disease. And my message has not changed over the years, even with this addition as far as a focal point. What has changed is my understanding of things that we can use more efficiently, more successfully, more efficaciously to prevent and reverse it. Right, in my early years of learning about organic food and herbs and homeopathy, it was quite profound the change it gave to me. We're going to talk allergies a little bit later. I may revisit some of my discoveries there. But as I've learned more and more about different things like silver and silver therapeutics, its ability to regenerate tissue, including neural tissue and myelin tissue, in conjunction with, of course, the need for more fat in our diet, essential fats, but even whole unprocessed, we talk about non-toxic saturated fat, right? The fear of cholesterol has driven many people into Alzheimer's and dementia because statin drugs are the gateway drug among all drugs for dementia and Alzheimer's. and other neurological degeneration diseases. Now, that doesn't include other things that are obviously detrimental in terms of displacement of minerals like selenium, like chromium, like silica, the silicon chip of old. We get that concept in the brain and the nervous system, how silicon plays a role in repairing and restoring integrity of all connective tissue and all neural tissue, brain and neural tissue, again, of which cholesterol and fat make up the majority. So I look at this article and say, wow, 15% rise in 2 years. Yes, we're on to something here. Obviously, we're paying attention to the news cycle. And what I'm urging all of you that are engaged in not a process of sticking your head in the ground or putting cotton from the pill bottles in your ears, that you genuinely have control over your future. The manifestation of neurological degradation disease or not. It is not a genetically determined fact that you will have that because someone else in your family has had that or is predicted to have that. What you do today manifests tomorrow, and it will pay you back tenfold, a thousandfold, a hundredfold, a millionfold by doing the simple yet sometimes difficult for people to do lifestyle changes, making conscious decisions about what you allow into your body, into this temple, this gift of life. And so I don't know how many warnings you need about the rise of neurological degradation, but I will say another significant contributing factor to these Alzheimer's dementia cases, vaccination. From birth through adolescence into adulthood, every time they shoot you up with an aluminum, mercury, or other contained, it's going to be detrimental to neurological integrity because you're going to displace the minerals that protect and facilitate the optimal functioning of your brain and nervous system. So in Unlock the Power to Heal, the book I wrote with Ty Bollinger, pretty much all the secrets are there. The only thing I didn't go into as heavily as I will in other versions or future reference points, the use of cannabidiol or cannabinoids. Cannabis, CBD, THC. CBD, we have much more evidence of its neuroprotective, neuroregenerativeness, if you will. And we do have an interesting update, and I think if we needed more evidence that we've already won the battle, even though there's a war still brewing globally through the treaties, it is a fait accompli. I don't even know if I said that right. I think that's a French word or phrase. It's already been won. I've got more evidence of that after this brief break coming up here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, those of you watching on YouTube, I'll be chatting with Super Don about what we just encountered about Alzheimer's. Anything I missed, he's very thorough about these articles. I just wax poetic wherever I want to go, and Super Don says, hey, what about, right? We're going to do that. And then we're going to reveal an arch nemesis to cannabis legalization has now become a proponent. And who else on The Five on Fox News today also became a proponent too?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, some amazing things happening on the cannabis front. Before the show, my wife ran into my studio and she says, "Do you have 3 minutes?" It seems serious. I'm like, okay. So I ran with her to the other room where she had Fox News on and the show called The Five. Today there was, let me see, I know some of the people that were on it were Geraldo Rivera, now I forget who all are on The Five. Brian Kilmeade was on it today, he's from like the morning show, Fox and Friends. Mm-hmm. Interesting, Brian Kilmeade was the one who was showing obvious reluctance to vaccinating his kids for flu. I got to give him props for that. He stood his ground on that. Let's see, who else was on The Five today? Kimberly something. Greg Gutfield, that's right. He's a pretty libertarian kind of guy.
Yeah.
And Dana Perino. Now, what was interesting about this discussion is that Dana Perino hates weed. I mean, she comes out, she says, "I hate it, but I'm changing. I'm changing." And that leads to this.
Prostitute on the left hand side. Prostitute on the left hand side. It's a bubble.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
On the left hand side.
All right, we are learning that former Speaker of the House, John Boehner, who used to be against it, now he's for it. What am I talking about? Cannabis. He is now serving on the board of a medical marijuana company. I haven't read into it enough, Super Don, to see if this is CBD or THC or a combination of the two. Are you aware of what strains he's promoting now? with his new love of cannabis?
He is joining the board of something called Acreage Holdings. And I'm not sure exactly what Acreage... They're the largest... one of the nation's largest cannabis corporations. And I don't think that it has anything to do, or it's not exclusive to CBD. It's in the medical marijuana specifically. And it's interesting because he, you're right. I mean, he was against it.
Yeah. He says, I'm joining the board because my thinking on cannabis has evolved. Evolution, right? Could it happen? It's happening.
Yeah.
I'm convinced descheduling the drug is needed so we can do research, help our veterans, and reverse the opioid epidemic ravaging our communities. There's nothing he said there that I would disagree with. So
that's amazing. You
know, we might have picked on him a little for his crybaby rants when he was speaker, but that was fun, yeah. But now that he's on board, this is the point I wanted to make about we're winning. This argument is over. It's over.
Yeah.
Because on the five, again, Dana Perino says, I hate it, but says, you know what? I'm softening. The people that were not movable on this subject are now moving. Even Brian Kilmeade, who's with us, I think, on the vaccine front. He can't come out overtly say it, but he was greatly reluctant to vaccinate his kids for flu. He said, nah, not happening. I would rather build up their immune system. He's very much was kind of devil's weed. He would say, listen, I'm giving you this. I get it. This is changing, but I still, stoners, they lose their motivation, right? Okay, you can always make that argument. Anybody can abuse something to the point where they're just going to lay around the couch and not do anything productive all day. But if I look at the actual danger, I'm going to weigh out the danger, what I've seen in my lifetime, alcohol versus cannabis. It's not even a close contest, folks. As a parent, I know some people are freaking out about this. But if I look at the danger and the destruction, the mayhem, the death caused by alcohol versus what weed does, this is not me saying, oh, I wish my kids smoked. All they would do is smoke. That's not what I'm saying. But if you weigh it out, one day we're all going to look and go, my gosh, we were looking as legitimizing as one of the guys on the show said. I think Greg Gutfeld said, we just got to normalize weed like it's a martini. Like after work, you go get a martini. It's like so boring, he says. And I guess there's some argument to that. But the martini is much more dangerous to your health than the cannabis plant. I'm just saying. And I don't know if anybody disagrees with me. You can, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, look, everything within reason, of course. You know, I mean, I still don't understand why people haven't embraced vaping more than smoking, because it just makes sense. You know, I mean, you don't want particulate matter in your lungs. You know, it doesn't matter where it's coming from. It's not going to be as good as if you did something in a safer way, whether you're eating it or vaping it or something of that nature. But you're right. Alcohol is crazy stuff, man.
Oh, yeah. Way more destructive, folks. Well, let me know what you think. Have I gone off my cannabis rocker? Has John Boehner, is Dana Perino, who hates it, now saying, maybe it's okay? What's going on, folks? Inevitability is the word I'm looking for here. All right. Allergies? Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of longer, I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Down. You take it away, Super Don. Down. You got that.
Now you're messing with the son of a biscuit.
Son of a biscuit. That's right. Or, if you happen to be like me, a biscuit eater. I like to eat.
There you go. Or a muffin.
You know, we used to go. There's a memory came back to me. Years ago in Atlanta, the Indigo Girls, or one of the Indigo Girls, opened a restaurant called The Flying Biscuit in somewhere in Atlanta, Edgewood or Decatur.
The Flying Biscuit.
Because these biscuits were so fluffy and light, but just, oh my God. And because they had organic stuff on the menu way ahead of the time, so there wasn't many places to go out, and occasionally we'd go there on the weekend. Of course, you could wait an hour to go in there. I wonder if it's still there. It's been so many years. Speaking of Atlanta, I'll be back in Atlanta for the Alive Expo. That's the 21st and the 22nd of April. Those of you listening and watching live, I hope to see y'all in my old hometown. And it's going to be great. 2 days of health and healing. And I'll be speaking on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Live Expo at the Cobb Galleria Center or something like that. And then Sunday, I think, 4 o'clock, although I'll be doing my radio broadcast 1 to 3 live from the Live Expo. So if you'd like to be part of the Robert Scott Bell Show live, what an opportunity. I don't know if I'll get to the Flying Biscuit, if it even exists anymore, but we'll see where we end up. But it'll be a fun, fun weekend. I'm looking forward to that. And a lot more updated. Actually, I've got to add a couple of more dates, Super Don, to the upcoming event. So maybe after the show today or by
more?
Tomorrow. Yeah, even more.
Really?
We're going to have a lot for Steve to put together on the 2018 Robert Scott Bell Show World Tour. He's going to have to put a lot on that shirt because it's coming.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, with that, enough about me. How about you?
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Fresh off the truth about pet cancer, the questions keep coming in related to our pet friends, our animal friends, and they are cute and adorable and cuddly unless they eat you. If they're big enough, they'll eat you. Look out for those cats. This is from Marion. Dear Dr. Bell, I learned from you that the homeopathic remedy Pulex irritans is good to ward off fleas. Don't you love that Latin name, Pulex irritans? I mean, doesn't it sound like something you wouldn't want?
Doctor, can you tell me what this rash is? Oh, you've got Pulex irritans. Yes.
Like, oh no, end it now. No. I don't want to go on another day. I have Pulex irritans? Well, it's irritating fleas. And you can make a homeopathic remedy out of flea. Like you love homeopathic owl, there's homeopathic flea. So, you know, this is the concept of homeoprophylaxis a little bit. Yeah, there's certain aspects of like curing like and remediating symptoms of what fleas bring to you or your pets. But yes, I'm not going to say it's a replacement for other things I'm going to add into the mix, but it's one of those missing components. Right? Instead of running for the flea dip, the powders, the toxic poisons for your animals, we want to give you some holistic options. And from a metabolic, energetic perspective, the homeopathic Pulex, it's like you've crushed up a flea. I'm sorry for all of you animal rights activists. I am not going to save the fleas on this one. All right? There's plenty of fleas to go around, and they'll reincarnate as a housefly anyway until they come back as a spider to eat the housefly. This is the circle of life. All right? So the flea is something you don't want on your pets. So maybe the energy signal it gives off is like, you come near me, you know, if I'm a cat or a dog, you're going down, flea, because your brethren's energy is just radiating from me. You know they're done. I don't know. I'm just speculating here. Little fun with Pulex irritans homeopathic. She says, Marion says, I have a 6-year-old, 20-pound Cocker Spaniel that I would like to have holistic protection against fleas because she does get them. I was thinking the liquid might be easier than the pellets to administer. Well, true. Although, if you only have pellets of Pulex irritans, what you can do is dissolve the pellets a little bit into the water that you feed the pet. And it will get in the same way. So they don't even have to eat the pellets because typically a homeopathic pellet is medicated only on the outer coating. So when you allow it to just diminish in size for a very short time, in that water will have the remedy, and then they can drink the remedy. You can give them a spoonful of the liquid from the pellet. But yeah, the liquid would be easier, I agree. Let's see, what potency should I purchase? Well, whatever you can get, 10X, 15X, 12C, 30C, 30X, 200C. I don't know that anybody has definitively done a scientific study to say, this is the potency that works, right? I tend to work with lower attenuations first. Right, a 10X, 15X, 12X, 12C, something like that, and give it on an ongoing basis, like a daily basis, instead of doing what I consider a homeopathic hammer blow, which is kind of an oxymoron, really, because how are you hitting them with, I guess, energy, right? Thor's hammer, it's homeopathic. I'm just making that up. So what we have is the ability to choose the remedy that you can get, in this case. And you could build up to higher potencies or attenuations if you want, but I would tend to defer to the lower attenuation on a daily basis for a number of weeks, and then observe as you can reduce the frequency of dosing how things have changed. Now, having said that, I want to remind you that the health of the animal has everything to do with vulnerability and susceptibility. Now, if you've got a great, healthy cat or dog, and you throw them into a flea-ridden motel room, hotel room, or home, they're not going to be able to resist it in totality unless you've truly intoxicated them. Or take it to the next level, something else I think I mentioned in The Truth About Pet Cancer. Because saying that Marion's saying her dog's got a real good raw food, meat-based diet with a little bit of vegetables, so more species appropriate. But I did speak about delimonene, the distillate from the orange peel. Right? This is from citrus fruit from the orange peel. You can get delimonene. Now, I've used Orange TKO for many years. There's also something called Orange Guard that went through the EPA rigmarole for attestation that it is a pesticide, right? I don't know that it's approved for on animals, but I will say that the Orange TKO is very pure, certified for OMRI, organic agriculture, and I've utilized it, to wash pets, and it leaves a little bit of that essence, and it is very repellent to fleas and bugs of all kind. They don't like it. Now, I've also been informed by some veterinarians that essential oil of orange can be not so nice for cats. I don't know about the delimonene. So this is where I will defer to your holistic veterinarian. I know with dogs, no problem. But the delimonene is different than the essential oil. Like we get the organic oils from organics. It's not the same thing as delimonene, the distillate from the orange peel. So how I would use the essential oil differs from the delimonene from the Orange TKO. And I believe you can go to tkoorange.net. I never can remember what site actually has the right stuff because there's been a lot of knockoffs over the years, Super Don, on that delimonene cleaner that's known as Orange TKO. So maybe I'll check on that and be sure. Okay.
I love that stuff. I mean, I haven't had any in a while, but when I had some before, I mean, you could use that stuff for not just for cat. I mean, for anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if you just wanted to freshen up the smell of a room, right? Yeah. I mean, it was good stuff.
Absolutely, and it is a bug repellent. It'll take care of ticks and fleas and everything like that. We even used it for what do they call those things where they do lice delousing? You can use that as well. Let's see, not ingested. No, you wouldn't want to feed these things to your animals necessarily without proper care, appropriate medical care in that case, but topical use. Other oils, she mentioned cedarwood. There are other known things that are repelling. A lot of these essential oils do repel fleas, but I don't know definitively which ones are safe or not for specific animals. As I said, I don't find that the delimonene is a problem in my experience. So, could Pulex irritans and delimonene or cedar be used simultaneously? In theory, yes. I don't see any reason why they couldn't. Let's see, other suggestions. Coming back to the diet, making sure your animals are healthy. Because it's like this, when you are unhealthy, you're so vulnerable for pest infestation. Just like crops that are grown chemically, they're weaker, they're sicker, even if they look the same, they're vulnerable to pest infestation. So using toxic chemicals, sure, you can kill some of the bugs, but you're also going to be slowly killing your animal and precipitating the rise of the inevitability of things like cancer in addition to the vaccines that they give. So, Marion, that's a great, great question, which leads to allergies. Are you allergic to your cat and dog or cat or dog? I used to be allergic to dogs, cats, horses, everything. Horses, too, yeah. And I was, let's say, triggered by just about every allergen known to man. Had to learn later that it wasn't the allergen that was causing my allergy. It was the destruction to the gut that was done by modern medicine. Vaccines, antibiotics, and then all of the non-organic, I shall say, commercially, conventionally grown food additives, preservatives, flavorings, etc. Allergy season is upon us. Pollen, weed, dust, mold, animal dander. And I'm breathing just fine through it all. In fact, I love the smell of spring in nature. And I used to not be able to go outside in that. So when the levels of pollen are high, the worst you should have is a little bit of an irritation. Maybe you do sneeze because you're trying to clear debris from your sinus to respiratory cavities. But to have hyperhistaminic, hyperimmune responses, that is not healthy normal. That's hyper-functioning immunity. And that is due primarily to leaky gut. So folks, the difference between just remediating symptoms and genuinely getting rid of the allergy altogether is the gut and, of course, liver detoxification. That's what I did. That was my path. And in 2 years, I had pretty much overcome almost all of these things. And very rarely, if the pollen is very high, there's occasions where I've sneezed a little bit, but it's not like the dramatic gagging and wheezing that I used to have. So, folks, and Super Don doesn't suffer from allergies either. But if you want to do homeopathic medicines for allergies, Dr. King's got many different formulas. But start with the liver detoxifier and move out from there. And if you're dealing with hay fever, seasonal allergies, there are remedies for that as well. You can also use the silver hydrosol intranasally. You can nebulize it to open up the lung pathways as well. So you can make your misery much less, hopefully, while you're going deeper into the true cause of allergies. Once again, not the allergen, but the leaky gut. The hyperimmune response facilitated by macromolecules, undigested proteins, getting access to your blood through a porous and leaky gut, and it shouldn't be getting there. We want to correct it rather than just remediate it. All right, Super Don, I've left you no time to talk. Once again, I'm the ball hog here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, well, I'll get over it.
Oh, you're not going to take your ball and go home?
No, I'll stick around. There's only one segment left.
What about your muffins?
Hey, we'll leave my muffins out of it. Come on.
Leave my muffins alone. Hey, by the way, YouTube, we got an update on YouTube. There's some good news for the Health Ranger. Because, well, could it bode well for our channel as well? We'll see.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Has this show gone fast or slow? I feel like it's gone a little bit of both. We've got a lot of good information out, and sometimes I'm thinking that allows it to be slow enough for me to get a lot of stuff out. And then I'm like blinking, and we're at the end of the show, so time's moving forward, fast, slow. I'm not sure what it's done tonight, Super Don.
No, I think we're doing something right, then, if it's going by fast. Mm-hmm. And it has, well, shoot. I mean, yeah. I got half a show off today, so.
That's right, yes, with E-Mort around, he just kicks you out.
I was here, but I just wasn't on the mic. But
yeah. Well, yeah. Thanks to Jonathan.
Good show.
Great discussion. Upcoming events, I mentioned the Live Expo. The free tickets are still available. If you go to robertscottbell.com, download the information. It's in the show notes, and you can go and click, get the right code, and you'll get in for free. Total Health in Toronto is coming up May 11th through the 13th. We got the Best Answer for Cancer May 18th, 19th in Orlando. Treating Cancer with Cannabis in Detroit, June 3rd. U.S. Health Freedom Congress, June 10, 11, 12. I said, bring your teenagers. We want some health freedom teenagers. I'm working on that. And Food is Medicine, Curacao. There's a special discount code, RB0700, when you register. I'd love to see you there. There will be no hurricanes down there at that time, and you have plenty of time to plan for it. It's going to be awesome. And there'll be more. I think the 28th of, if I can open up my calendar, Super Don, real quick, indulge me before we do our final story. This month, we are in April, the 28th. I have a springtime health and healing lecture at the Health Basket in Mount Dora. Once again, we're doing another lecture, and they really get a good crowd out there. And so I look forward to seeing you there, and there may be some other upcoming events we're going to be adding in the next day or two. So keep connected to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and if we occasionally have the time, we'll do a Facebook kind of invite. I forget to do that sometimes, and we can do that as well.
Sounds good. So listen, we have got, I describe this as good news with an asterisk. And you know, we covered this, when did this happen? Was it like a month ago now, I think?
It's at least 3 weeks. Yeah.
At least 3 weeks where, you know, there were, YouTube was starting to crack down and starting to delete people's accounts. And they knocked Alex Jones off of YouTube and a couple other people, including Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And, you know, I mean, he had thousands of videos that had gone back for many years on his channel, and they just deleted it with no warning, no explanation, nothing. It was just gone.
Yeah.
And he then turned around and got his fans and the listeners and the social media fans to do a backlash. It was a hashtag. I think it was ICE, or what was it? Restore the Health Ranger on YouTube thing on Twitter. So I don't know what it was that exactly happened here, and I don't think he does either, because without any explanation whatsoever, all of a sudden his YouTube channel's back.
He's
so
back.
It's like, yay, right?
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
You know, something happened. Something changed. They decided to go ahead and put it back. But the asterisk means this. They knocked out and stripped a third of his subscribers when they restored the channel.
Yeah, how do we minimize the reach of the Health Ranger, I guess they thought. But the good news here is that he's still moving forward with Real.Video to launch July 4th.
That's right.
That's what his plan is. And I know we'll be engaged in that as well. So far, so good here. I don't want to, you know, test fate, but YouTube maybe doesn't know we're on YouTube. So we'll just keep, and y'all know it. Keep it a secret, but tell your friends, right?
Listen. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. Mike Adams, you know, he's very provocative sometimes. And he pushes the envelope. Not that we don't.
Yeah,
but,
I'm not provocative. I don't push the envelope. Listen,
you know, here's the thing, and we've talked about this before, that while we want to push the envelope and express our opinion, and take advantage of the First Amendment, and talk about things and be honest, at the same time, you know, we also try to be measured.
Are we too measured?
Well, listen, I mean, what good is it for us to have a message that we want to get out there if we get ourselves taken off the air, or we get ourselves banned and we aren't able to do and say what we want to say,
right? We're censoring ourselves, then. Is that what you're saying?
I think we're being smart about it.
The law of silence. We know when to be quiet. All right, Super Don, what do we got tomorrow? It's Friday. We're heading into the weekend.
Tomorrow is Friday. We've got, who do we have tomorrow? I can't even remember. We've got a couple of guests lined up for tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm completely unprepared because I can't remember who it is.
All right. I may find out and tell everybody that's watching on YouTube because we've got more to do after the break. All right.
Sorry.
We'll be back tomorrow, but on audio only for radio. Y'all be with us. Tell a friend. What do I tell them? The power to heal is theirs. Is this yours as it's mine?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.